Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome everybody to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Thank you guys for another day of being here. Happy Saturday, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, we just came off of our celebration segment last night with our 10,000th listener. We were celebrating you guys. We were celebrating the people who have contributed either by time or content or advice or their name or advertisement. Just to help us along, and you heard from some incredible people last night, those of you that tuned in. Well, tonight is our weekly showcase segment. You guys all know this is the two-hour segment where we promote our up-and-coming business entrepreneurs and our unsigned music artists. But we've also added the feature on Saturdays where we have some industry talk, so some news, either in sports or music, the media, celebrities. Well, today we're going to be speaking, everyone, about the new Robin Thicke song and the lawsuit that the Marvin Gaye's family has filed against the three of them for the very close similarities to Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up track. Now, I just heard the song today, and I'm a little late, everybody, yes. And I, with the exception of the lyrics itself, yeah, it sounds exactly like Marvin Gaye's song to me. So I want to hear what your opinion is. You know our numbers, 347-327-9967. You call in and let us know what you think. So before we get this party started, let us give our shout-outs to our affiliate sponsors out there. I want to talk about Mr. Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio in New York. Now he's with iSoulRadio.com. Used to be just on Sundays. Now you can hear this man do his graceful stuff on Saturdays as well. So Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m., Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m., and he's doing his thing. Mr. Jay Dixon is his overseer out there on the iSoul Radio for Frontier, and he's also someone that we want to give a shout out to. He's a very special man as well. Barry is also Track One Entertainment CEO, where he does those wonderful grown and sexy R&B parties that's out there in New York City, any that you've ever been in. You know this man does not disappoint. When you buy a ticket from him, you are getting a buck, the best for your buck. Now, along with him, has my two divas, Stephanie Hammond-Tillette, Marcia Morgan, of Simply Sensational Inc. Entertainment. They are always coupling up with Track One and Barry, and they're giving out their best foot forward when they're creating also these R&B events and these great parties at these great lounges and these venues. This coming Wednesday now, is going to be one of the most spectacular events ever between these two companies and these three people. Brooklyn Terrace is the venue. Black Ivory and Soul Generation are the performers. Dolores Milliken and Barry Mason are your hosts. You have some great DJs doing their thing. You'll have a great time, but you have to hit up either Stephanie, myself, Barry, or Marcia on Facebook or here right on calling me in. I'll give you some info. And you got to get your advance ticket because there will be no sales at the door, and this is one event you don't want to miss. So make sure that you hook up and with either one of us and get yourself a ticket. Now, because tonight is about our new artists and about this lawsuit, I'm going to start off with one of our new artists today. And that will be Mr. Mike Check with Rewind, me and my shorty, and we'll get back with the topic discussions right away. And we will continue our showcase with the entrepreneurs. And we have a special co-host today, little Miss Layla. She'll be here helping me along with the showcase. So Let's get the party started. Let's start off with Mic Check, Rewind Me and My Shorty, and we'll be back with the discussion right after the break.
Get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so treat them like I watch, I don't win, cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans, though. Feed it up, she tell me, bust a shot like Rambo. Riding nonstop, without handle. Six shift, no automatic on manual. My team, you know I gotta ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Boss crazy, primo. About to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, she's going copper. You mad cause she chose me. And she tastes just like
candy. Yeah. Oh. Love round nine.
Yeah.
Everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. I have, we just finished playing three of our market OTE market artist songs. One was Candy by Marcus MC Silvers. Before that, we heard Rewind, Me and My Shorty by Mike Check. And you just heard that amazing young people group, Libra, out here in Queens, New York, doing their thing with their music and uplifting the Lord in the process. All right. Now it's not just Showcase Saturday anymore. Now it's Celebrity News Saturday as well. So you don't know what we're going to hit you with. Something in sports, in music industry, actors, whoever. So today, we are going to be speaking about the lawsuit that has been filed against Robin Thicke, Pharrell, and T.I. over Robin Thicke's new song, Blurred Lines. Now, I just heard it for the first time today. And after reading the basis of the lawsuit, I kind of have to say that before I heard Robin Thicke open his mouth, I thought I was listening to a little bit of a faster version of Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. Now, that's just me. Now, throughout the song, the only thing I could hear, really, was Marvin Gaye's song with, like, distant words. So if the family is basing it off of that, I think they do. Now, I just looked up one of the articles about the lawsuit, and George Clinton of Funkadelic believes... All right, well, they don't believe... He doesn't believe that Blurred Lines has anything... It does sound anything like the Marvin Gaye songs, and it's sweet, he says. There wasn't any sample of even their own track, Sexy Ways, and Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines. Yes, Armin Baladian thinks so, and he supports Robin Thicke and Pharrell. So, I don't know. I hear Marvin Gaye all in it. Now, I do have a panelist, and I have to play one more artist showcase. I want to hear from all you guys, and then I'm going to bring our panelists in, because we always get such great feedback from them. So, let me... I'm sorry, we have just a little bit of a technical glitch here, so we're going to make sure that that's out the way once and for all. Okay, we are going to play, not an artist right now, we're going to play Michael Jackson's Off the Wall, but I'm going to cut it short as we adjust these wires, and I'm going to bring my panels in so we can talk about this news lawsuit, okay? Be back in just a bit. Straighten up your act and boogie down.
Now, back with more On The Edge.
Hi, welcome back, everybody, to the On The Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. That's my boy, Mike. I love that song. I think that's my absolute all-time favorite. That's just me, just saying, off the wall. Okay, so now it's talk time. It's talk time, everybody. Tell me, does Robin Thicke's song, Blurred Lines, have a very similar look, sound, feel, and vibe as Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up? Now, as I said, today was my first time hearing it. I got to see both the uncut version and the edited version of the videos, and I don't like either or of the video, but the song is kicking, and I like the song because to me it sounds like the Marvin Gaye song. So, my opinion is, I believe that the family has a basis and a solid one of placing this lawsuit for, I guess, unauthorized use of the late and great singer's music and material. And I do believe that with the exception of just maybe a half of a speed faster in beat, and of course the lyrics being different, I believe with all my heart that it sounds just like the Got to Give It Up song by Marvin Gaye. So that's my opinion. I'm bringing in our panelists so that he or she can tell me what they believe. Hang on. Welcome to the show, caller. You on the air?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hiya, Deacon. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored.
Oh, yeah, thank you, and amen. Now, what is your take on the song by Robin Thicke and Pharrell and T.I.? Do you believe that the family has a solid foundation and a basis for filing the lawsuit?
Oh, no question. I mean, when I first heard the song, I said, wait a minute, that's got like a Marvin Gaye vibe. Like, I said, yeah, because that sounds like something Marvin, if Marvin was still here, it sounds like something he would put together. So I said, like there's something, you know, they have a good, strong case, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, I thought I didn't hear it. When I started hearing the lyrics, I said, oh, I heard the song before. But I can tell you this. I was listening to the music, and automatically I heard Got to Give It Up. I said, oh, that's just a faster version of Marvin Gaye's song. No, it's not. It's not. It's a whole different song, but it's exactly, to me, it sounds exactly the same. And I believe, I'm trying to get the original song in for our listeners to hear and compare. For those little ones, youngins that don't know the song and don't know what it's about, don't know what it's about. We are definitely trying to, you know, let them at least hear for themselves and make their own decision with all tools in place. So that's the thing. So as that technical stuff comes in, I want to continue. I do believe with all my heart that they know what they're talking about. There's a statement that was released from the three artists being sued about the plaintiffs. So what they said was, plaintiffs who have the utmost respect for and admiration of Marvin Gaye, Funkadelic, and the musical legacy, reluctantly filed this action in the face of multiple adverse claims from alleged successors in interest to those artists. Okay? Defendants continue to insist that the plaintiffs' massively successful composition, Blurred Lines, copies their, and they put their in quotes, compositions, but there are no similarities between the plaintiff's composition and those the claimants allege they own. Other than commonplace musical elements, plaintiffs created a hit and did it without copying anyone else's composition. Now, okay, you can defend your product all you want, but there's no way you can sit there and say without a doubt that there's absolutely no similarities between your song and Marvin Gaye's song.
There's no way.
But one thing that I will say is that Funkadelic and the Gaye family is suing on the basis of not only is the song almost the same as Marvin Gaye's song, but the lyrics are almost the same or just about the same context. And even the vibe of the video and the actual, you know, overtone of the song itself is what Marvin Gaye did with his song. So, I don't know. You know what gets me? I truly believe modern-day music is not even qualified to be called music anymore. because most of the songs that are really big hits across the board comes from those songs that have sampled from our eras, okay? And most of this auto-tune, this synthesizing stuff, T-Pain and the Little John screams and all this stuff, that's not music.
No,
so the ones that do have music out there, and usually the songs with modern artists that have great response to the public or become a hit for a reason is because it has samples from the last generation of real music. I'm thinking about Chris Brown's Fine China. Even though Chris Brown is a success all by himself in his music, Fine China has the Gap Band's outstanding sample in it. All right? And it's something that I hear even older people go, that Chris Brown song is really nice. You know, so it has outstanding the sample of the Gap Band's outstanding. That's one. I'm thinking about even with Marcus Silvers, he's got Cameo's Candy in there. So all of these things that these modern children nowadays are grasping and that we sing along with it because of what we remember to come from is because of them sampling or leaning on the older generation's music. So for them to defend themselves is one thing, but for them to say that there's absolutely, without a doubt, no possible way that there's a connection, a similar feel, the sound, anything, I think that they're a little overboard with that, or they're in complete denial. So your opinion is that it sounded like Marvin Gaye as well, and that the family does have a basis on it.
Yes, it is.
So overall, yes. Deacon, tell me, what's your feel about, like, even the music industry's type of music with today versus, let's say, even the 30-somethings of today?
Well, when you really look at it and you look back during our era, we've had so many talented artists and a lot of them that are no longer here with us. And today's entertainers, they do a lot of sampling. In my opinion, you know, come on, let's show how much talent do you really have. Okay, I understand you're going back to your old roots, okay, with your old sound and just learning from that. But let's try and be creative on your own. I mean, there was a foundation laid down for you. It's okay to do a little sampling, but show us what type of talent that you have, because a lot of today's entertainment, they're doing too much sampling and starting to go overboard. You know, it's showing that there's a lack of lack of talent as far as that goes, because it seems like, well, you can't stand on your own. Come on now. You had a foundation laid for you. You're supposed to learn from that. And today's society, where you have a lot of these young people want to take shortcuts. Come on, get up off the shortcuts and put in some work. It's a lot of young people are afraid of hard work. They want things to come to them so fast. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's funny how almost everything that we have spoken about thus far has come out with an attachment or some sort of relevance or reference back to what we were speaking about, no matter what it was. Now, there is a gentleman, a young man, that reached out to me yesterday through a mutual referral, and there's a project. His name is Cecil Jenkins. He happens to be the last of the late, great Marvin Gaye's protégés. I looked up a website. Somebody happened to mention it to me, and I had no clue about it until just now that, you know, he was connected. But he has a Every Child Has a Dream tour where he promotes children and their dreams, and, you know, these children express themselves in songs. He is selling a charity CD where the proceeds go to every children's charity that's out there, anyone that he could find that is actually doing something. So he spoke with me a little bit about the project last night, and he said that the project has a lot of one-worded, very strong, but one-worded entitled songs. Things, one of them is called Stuck, another one is called, I believe, Shaken, you know, that has messages in the songs. Some of them talking about, like, you know, how the children are witnessing their parents either going to party or needing a drug fix, things like that, which I found to be, like, incredible and amazing. And there was, he was speaking about how text messaging has taken over the primary communication method amongst our youth nowadays, to the point where our children are truly believing that telecommunication via technology is supposed to be the primary way, and that the parents trying to talk to them is the odd way out. So a lot of the things that his song spoke about, we've already been touching about on our topics, and this is something that we're trying to do. So I explained about how this artist market and entrepreneur market works with the show, and it all seemed to fit in. So I wanted to let you know, as one of our panelists and, an activist, that to look for him to be played, not in tonight's segment, it will be next week, because this project sounds amazing already. And
yeah.
I didn't ask him anything with regard to the lawsuit between the gay family, whatever, but I personally, far removed from all of that, it sounded just like Marvin Gaye's song to me, with a little bit of a fast beat and different words. So for them to say on Twitter that they don't understand the plaintiff's decision to go through with it, while everybody respects the company that Marvin sang for, and of course the late artist himself, that all of this is just a foundation based on everybody wanting to have a dollar, pretty much, by saying that it was my product and I want to make whatever money I can off of it. That is not the situation here. You can clearly hear that the similarities are almost exactly the same. Even the applause and the chanting in the background that came from Got to Give It Up is also in this song. So how could you say there's absolutely no similarities between it besides common musical elements? Uh-uh. So I'm going to play that song for our listeners now. And when I get back, I'm trying to connect with the original song by Marvin Gaye. We can hear it again for ourselves, Deacon. Call us, call in at 347-327-9967 and tell me what you think, okay? So we're going to start off playing the newer version, which is Robin Thicke's Blurred Line, featuring T.I. and Pharrell. A little later in the show, we're going to come back with the Marvin Gaye version. So you guys let me know what you think. Be back in 4 and a half.
Everybody get up.
Malibu to Paribu, yeah, I can have a big machine, baby. Oh, so, hit me
is all unbearable. Been a 100 years, not there when I pull a fast that bitch, you paying me back. Nothing like your leg, guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Deacon.
Hey.
Hi, okay. Did you hear what I said?
Yes. No, I did not.
All right. I said, I just played it again, loud and clear, fresh for everybody's memory. Do you still agree that the song sounds like the Marvin Gaye is?
No doubt.
I said, how could they sit there and make a claim that there's absolutely no similarities except for baseline basic elements in the music? I don't understand. I can't see that. I really can't. I can't see how anybody would believe that, you know, that sounds like, look, we wanted this song. The song came out hot. We're getting a good reaction. You know, we know we didn't really ask permission or go through the right channels, but we're not going to say that.
Right.
You know, and trust me, I've never been too big of a fan of Robin Thicke, I guess because, you know, except for one big song, I never knew who he was pretty much. But I do respect and admire very much T.I. and Pharrell very much. So to hear this, listen, nobody is infallible, okay? And I think that this song took off, I guess, in a way that they didn't expect. And now with such great response to it, they can't possibly back down now or whatever. So they got to make it work, you know? That's how I'm feeling, like, you know, uh-oh, we got to cover ourselves on this one because we certainly cannot, we can't back down now, like, to shoot the genies out of the bottle. So, I don't know, it's way too much, including the riff that they use, the whooping riff. I mean, listen, you can say that it wasn't my intention to copy the man or whatever, but you cannot say, like with concrete certainty, that there's absolutely no similarities between those two songs. Because that's what they're claiming in their defense. And I don't know. So it's not just me, right?
No, it's not.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Well, it's a great song on both ends. You know that Marvin Gaye, we know Marvin Gaye is a classic great. You know, he was a legend in his own mind, and everything about him still lives on. No. Everything about him still lives on and everything. So I'm trying to get the other, for some reason, I'm having a trouble connecting. I'm having trouble connecting that the original song to the studio, but we'll get it before this broadcast starts. It's the last thing I do. Okay, our new artists are up, Deacon Williams, and I would like for you to hang on. You've heard most of the songs before, but, you know, sometimes the artists are not able to listen in during the segment time. Most of them are listening in today, so I would like for you to give feedback as I play them so they can hear you, okay? Good or bad, they're looking for both. I know it's going to be hard to hear the bad stuff, but they're looking for both. And, you know, it helps them, you know, perfect their craft a little more. So if you don't mind, I like to do that. Now, of course, I'm going to bring up Miss Chai Music because she's the one that has the most submissions here. And after that, I will be playing one of Kayla Shay's newer releases, and I would like for you to tell me about both ladies, okay? So bear with me as I go back into break with our artist, and you let me know what you think when we come back, okay?
Yes.
All right. Be back in a few minutes.
Now it feels like paradise. near. I feel your touch, come fill my hunger. Baby, give me what I need.
Take that, take that.
Baby, give me what I need.
Take that, take that.
Come and make my love come down. Make sure that I stay around.
On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. Okay, that was Kayla Shea with What I Need, and before that was Jai's Weather of Love. All right, Deacon Williams, I'm going to bring you in. And what do you think?
Well, both of them were very talented young ladies. There's no doubt about that. I feel like if both of them can get with the right people, their careers can be through the roof. Because I feel as though both of them has what it takes to prosper in this entertainment business, but they just have to be connected with the right people.
I agree. Well, Jai's been pretty much doing her thing. You know, she's been splattered all over Facebook and all over North Carolina. And, you know, her dad has been nonstop. As for Kayla Shea, I think that the one we just played is her best sound. I think that song, I love everything about it, the beat. I think that she, you know, her voice range stays perfect, you know, in there. She still can use a little polishing up by some pros, but she's there, you know. She's a pleasure. She's just a pleasure to know. Okay, so you know what we're talking about tonight, Deacon. You know we speak about the old schoolers versus the modern day. You know, we know that a lot of what is successful today with these youngins are from those that still have a lot of the old school, you know, hand on their neck type raising. Okay?
Yeah.
So, one of the things is, like, in particular, this, I didn't know really who Robin Thicke was. I know that he was married to Paula Patton, and I wasn't really too fond of her, you know, much either. But what it was that, you know, that's the way I knew him to be.
Yeah, he's the son of Alan Thicke.
Yeah, and that, I knew his father very well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But not so much who he was, so... The thing was, now to hear this song, and then it blew up the way it did. I actually do know the song from hearing it halfway to the end whenever I'm passing someone's car radio or whatever. But there's no way that they can claim a defense of this. Nobody can hear similarities in that. Because that's what they're saying. They're saying that while we understand that the plaintiffs respect Marvin Gaye and Funkadelic, and we do too, you know, there is absolutely nothing in our compilations that sounds anything like, quote, end quote, their compilations. And they're trying to make it seem like the plaintiffs, which is the Gaye family and Funkadelic Records, are pretty much just trying to get, I guess, their piece of the pie because they had the, you know, they had the Marvin Gaye rights or whatever to the song. So, I've never heard this song before, and the first thing I thought from coming from that era is, oh wow, they did a remake of Marvin Gaye's song, or a remix. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
But the song is almost identical.
Yes, it is.
It's almost identical. So how they can claim that there's no absolute similarities or there's only the basic baseline elements of music in there? No, there's not. Stop. Stop it. You know, well, we are kind of proud. We're running into, I guess, about our 14th week of the Spread Your Wings Showcase. And from the time that we had our first four, it's now graduated to 10 submissions between the business world and the music world. And all of you that's been listening to us, our 10,000 and now 10,145 listeners, I would like to say that Some of you have been listeners from it, so I appreciate that. Brooklyn, New York, you have been my most largest submission territory. Okay, I have about 4 businesses in Brooklyn, New York alone that have submitted for posting and for advertising and marketing on the show. And it is time to read off our entrepreneurs. Deacon, I don't know if there's anybody in your area yet that you know would like to be able to be showcasing themselves, but they don't have the money. Just kindly refer them here, okay?
Not a problem.
Because, you know, we're not, just explain to them, we definitely are not, we're not business investors, we're not producers, but we can give them a gateway by posting them, reading them off, and giving them some promotion. All right. Listeners out there, OTE entrepreneurs, here we go. Okay, we're going to start off. All right, the biggest territory out there is Brooklyn, New York, so we're going to start off with them. Brooklyn, New York, 1, 2, 3, 4 businesses in Brooklyn, New York, all by themselves. So let's start off with Nathan Johnson out there in Brooklyn, New York. He is the owner of Doodle Technologies, formerly PC Mac, for PC repair services and IT services. So if any of you Brooklynites were out there and you use his company under PC Mac, it is now the same company, just a new name, Doodle Technologies. You can reach Nate out there at doodletechnologies@gmail.com. He also has, for nonprofit organizations, he does this service for free, DJ-based music services, including sound and lighting, for free, only for nonprofit organizations. So churches, schools, charities, things to that effect. If you have an event that you would like to have DJ-based services, he does it free of charge for you. And those of you just trying to have a family event, he charges not much, but he's good at what he does. So he's under the number 4 Play Music Entertainment in Brooklyn, New York. You can reach him at the number 4 Play Music, E-N like Nancy, T like Tom, @gmail.com. Also in Brooklyn, we have my girl, Darlene Cox Owens. This woman has those little light-up fandangos that you see at either the stadiums when you go to the circus or a concert. You can wave them around and glow in the dark. Well, it's a little more than that with her. She has bracelets, earrings, rings, necklaces. She has fandangos for the hair, for the neck. I mean, everything. Pieces I've never seen before. So that light up and flash. And if you're having an event at a club or just your parties and you want to enhance your party a little more with these things, see her. She's in Brooklyn, New York, under Lights in the City, 347-677-6500. And you can see these links on Facebook and at our market page anytime that you want. In Brooklyn, New York also, my boy Jonathan Ellaby of JE Photos. This man can make a dusty housewife look like he should be on a glamour magazine just because. He is a photography person that captures your inner essence and puts it on film. I can say that because he took a random snapshot of me, and it's one of the pictures I actually like. So Jonathan Ellaby of JE Photos, Brooklyn, New York. Contact Jonathan at 347-599-4535. All right. In New York, New York, we have 2 other people. Zena Gilliard, she is the manager of that peppy, little bit older gentleman who's an entertainer. He can sing. He's the creator of the Dave G Shuffle. He's also the winner of Track One Entertainment, So You Think You Can Sing, in March of 2012. So Barry Mason's little show, he auditioned for it and he won. And we had the experience of seeing him at the Brooklyn Exposure on Mother's Day of this year, and he was absolutely awesome. So if you want to book Dave or you're interested in signing him, contact his manager, Zena M. Gilliard, at zenagilliard@yahoo.com. Now, another man who's becoming quickly close to my heart, Mr. Jazz of OG Paparazzi in New York, New York. This man is awesome. He has a great ear for talent. He has a great ear for the business. He's been in the business. He knows almost everybody. He's funny. He can sound bossy, but he knows what he's doing, and he wants to succeed. He's also great at photography. So you can contact Mr. Jack at 47-715-8075 if you would like to get your picture taken or talk about being produced as a Mr. Jazz at 347-715-8075. And now our final four in Flint, Michigan, my boy Mosley. He is doing two things for you out there. He is doing photography at under Ianka Photography and Imaging in Flint, Michigan. You can contact Mo at marmos567@gmail.com. He has some hot pictures and images, y'all. Take a look at the website. You can also look on his official Facebook page under Ianka Photography and Imaging on Facebook, and you can see some samples for yourself. He also does some music productions under Mosley Sound, Inc. in Flint, Michigan. You can contact him at mosleysound@aol.com. You can also, if you don't have a Facebook account, you can see his official Facebook page and listen to some samples through the On the Edge website. With our About Mosley Sound official link, and it will link you there and you can see it. So he's doing two things to service the Flint, Michigan area, and half of you know who he is anyway through Facebook and through personal connections. So kindly do Mo the support and hook up and see what his services can do for you. All right, our final two in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, Latasha out there, doing her thing with twist styles and dreads and anything you want, regular braids, twisty braids. She can do you as a kid, an adult, a teenager. She's awesome. Take a look at our website. See some samples of her work. Then contact her at tashasouthwood@gmail.com and let her set up an appointment and tell you what she can do for you. And finally, a young lady that's becoming very close to my heart, Miss Nikita Barrett. She is trying her best to do full-time college and still be an entrepreneur. She's got her hand dabbling in the cosmetics field right now, and she has just now become a Mary Kay consultant. But you don't have to see her in any one area. If you just look at her website, you can order anywhere in the world and she can ship it to you. So contact Nikita Barrett at nbarrett23@marykay.com. Place an order, consult her right online, and tell her what you're looking for and she'll look you up. All right, that's our OTE entrepreneurs for now. I will be reading them off again before the broadcast is over. We're going to showcase another artist and then we are going to be back. Oh, we have another panelist coming in. We're going to be back to discuss this. Matter of fact, it's not artist time yet. I found the link to Marvin Gaye's version of the song. So I want you to listen to that, listeners, and then call in with your opinion. And I will update the new panelists as soon as the break is over, okay? Be back in about 4 minutes.
All right.
All right, we will not be going in just yet. Apparently now this is the slow, it's taking a little longer. So before we go to break, let me bring in our other panelist, get her opinion while we get the sound thing going, and then we will get to it. This is not working today. Let's go.
The devil is a lie.
Not today, he won't be. Hi there, you're on the air. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Katie Barnett.
Hello, how are you? Lady Diamond, how are you?
Hey, Lady Diamond,
hey,
look, my favorite
Lady
panelist.
Lady Diamond, hello,
I know
hello.
It's a Saturday, and rarely anybody hears from me on a Saturday, but it's good.
Well, we got you today because this is a very important little music news here. All right, have you heard the Robin Thicke song with T.I. and Pharrell called Blurred Lines?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, you know that now he is being... They're being sued by the Marvin Gaye family because the music on that song, to me, I heard it, and I think that the Gaye family has every right to feel the way they do. And, oh, Jesus, my a little emergency here. Okay. And I believe that they have a basis to want to sue Robin Thicke for unauthorized use of their father's song, for kind of copying the style and the vibe and even the way it's being produced or presented, the same way the original song did. Now, have you heard Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Ah, so you know. Now, what's your opinion? Well, Deacon and I both agree, okay, that we believe the Marvin Gaye family has the right to sue with a great basis. So I want to, do you think that the songs sound alike to the point where it almost sounds like a copy but a little faster or whatever?
Well, you know, now that I think about it, since you compared the two together, I heard the last two. I didn't know what was it about. I wasn't following through on that one. I heard of it. But you know what? Now that I think of it, yeah, you're right. There are some similarities in the new song than, you know, like the old version. So, I mean, if they were going to make a song that was like similar to what the Gaye family came out with, then obviously they should have asked for permission. Before it went further.
When I first heard the song, so usually when I heard the song, I heard it like, you know, from the tail end or in the middle of the chorus as I'm passing on the street and someone's playing it. So I've only heard the parts like towards the middle, but the music always was, hey, they took a little bit of Marvin Gaye's song. Okay, today I got to hear it for the first time from start to finish. Plus I saw the two different versions of the video. I hate the video, but I will say this. When I first heard the music, if I closed my eyes, I was like, wait a minute. They remade Marvin Gaye's song. It's a remix. Because it sounded exactly like the song. So now I finally got this file up. I'm going to let you guys hear Marvin's version up close and personal again so you can have it fresh in your mind. And then you guys, after the break, you tell me if you still agree. I know Deacon and I are kind of set on it. But
all right.
Let's just hear it. Be back in four and a half minutes.
I'm not afraid to
Now, back with more On the Edge.
No, it's not a man's world. It was just Marvin's world at that time. So now I'm going to bring my people back in. Okay. Lady Diamond, you're up first. Now, you heard the Marvin Gaye song. Does that sound to you like the Robin Thicke song?
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
yeah,
I only
it heard
does.
Not again. Yeah, it does. And I was just playing the Marvin Gaye song. I was just playing the other song too. I was like, wow. Yeah,
okay.
It is.
For them
okay,
to say
speaking.
That there's no comparison.
I had
there,
a
there,
hear,
there,
I yeah,
hear
I was
going to
say the same thing. Yes,
they must have been all smoking the same stuff in the studio when they were recording that.
But
yeah,
if they think if they think it don't sound the same, I don't know. Maybe they need to go get some help.
Yeah, I mean, and well, the thing is, I mean, most all these songs that come out once it hits the air, they're already copywritten. It's already set in stone that song came out. And or if someone can come out with a song that's similar with the same rhythm or the same sound or anything or the same type of tempo, you have to ask for permission.
Thank you. And now here's the deal. Okay, this is my theory, okay? When they got in there, they knew that they wanted to use it. They must have been playing around. And I know Pharrell, his mind is constantly creating something. So
yeah.
He plays around a lot with samples and, with great classic beats with new stuff. So I'll give him that because he's talented. I got a lot of respect. I have a lot of respect for him musically, professionally, and I have a lot of respect for T.I. across the board as well. So with that being said, these two great geniuses, Robin Thicke, as I just said, I didn't know who he was. I only knew the last name by his father. So hearing this song, I was like, oh, okay, you got a little rhythm, picked it up. But what's getting me is this. Their defense to the lawsuit on Twitter, they said that the plaintiffs, while they everybody respects Marvin Gaye and Funkadelic Records, the plaintiffs don't have a leg to stand on with regards to them stealing anything because their compilations sound nothing alike. And that the only thing that are similar between the two versions are that there's some basic baseline musical elements, as with all music, that they use. No. You even use the original version's riff in there.
Yeah.
All right, which was trademark of that song. So how could you say there's absolutely no similarities? It says, but there are no similarities between the plaintiff's compositions and those that the claimants allege they own, other than commonplace musical elements. Plaintiffs created a hit and did it without copying anyone's composition. Yeah, the plaintiffs, the people who own the rights, but the defendants certainly did. How can you say that?
Yeah.
Come on, say that you didn't intend to do something. It does sound like it's a great hit, and then work something out with them, because I don't think anybody wants to be in court.
Right.
But don't blatantly lie and say that you. I don't hear it. Do you hear it? I don't hear it. You hear it? Come on, you know what's going on. Stop it, T.I. You my dude. I love you to death. Stop it. Stop trying to pretend you don't know what's up. Wasn't
yeah,
me. I don't know.
They're pleading the fifth on that one.
And I'm gonna tell you how I know it's the truth, because I did a little blind. I call it hearing test, right? Where I played the beginning of Marvin Gaye's song, and my children, who are not of that era whatsoever, thought it was a Robin Thicke song. So, hello. They're like, oh, that, okay, uh-huh. That's not the Robin Thicke one? No. No, it's not. No. This is what Robin Thicke took it from. So that's how you know. If there was absolutely no similarities, all them kids started bumping and jumping to what they thought was their jam until they heard Marvin come in. And they're like, oh, what's this? I was like, this is how we know your songs, because you took it from us. Come on, can't we all musically get along? Let's stop this. Come on, T.I. and Pharrell, you know what you were doing. Cut it out. Work something out with them. They deserve it. Marvin was hot. But don't say that there's absolutely no similarities. Are you kidding me? A deaf person could hear that. Cut it out. That's the only part I have a problem with, and the fact, of course, that they did take an artist's work without asking. You know, I'm sure that the gay family would have been honored that, you know, a youngin was still wanting to deal with something that the, our late father, you know, was did in his day. You know, so I'm sure something could have been worked out.
Yes.
Yeah, something should have been worked out, but I guess they don't want to share the profit. That's what it is. If it's like
greed.
That, they
That's
don't
want to
share the profit. They know it. They know it. Or if they didn't know it, then they must be really dumb themselves. Usually, before you even get into the business, you know every song that came out there, every rhythm, everything. So you know how everything goes. So of course, obviously, I mean, they just don't want to share the profit.
Yeah, between you, Deacon, myself, and Lady Diamond, we have not by much of, but we would call ourselves in a different part of the generational line, okay? We all got different age brackets that we're in, and all of us could hear the same similarities. Okay, I've put out anonymous surveys, and people who don't know me from Adam but know the songs can say the same. And like I just said, the best sense to me was that my teenage children, without hearing the complete song, just by the intro, thought that they were going to be listening to the Robin Thicke version. So hello, how could you say there are no similarities? None. You know? How could you say there are no similarities? Give respect where it's due. Everybody is talented across this entire board. All the players in this game right now, in this lawsuit. Marvin Gaye, you know he could be a legend just by the one word, just like Michael was. Or you don't got to say Michael Jackson. You just say, yeah, Michael took it when he was alive. Marvin took it when he was alive. That's the great status that they've achieved. They've gotten there to where they could just be known by their one word name. Okay, so you youngins owe the respect to bow down to that point and give the courtesy to say we would be honored to be able to use this man's sample. And I'm sure that they would have felt as equally honored that younger people want to go back to the 60s and use what they have. Come on. You know? Come on. So, but to say that they don't, I don't know what they're talking about. That's pretty much what you're saying. What are you talking about? Yes, I mean, you know, all music has a common element, but I don't know what you're talking about. It has no similarities. What? What? Try again, try again. No, no, no. Come on, will you? Come on, come on. Let's all be real here. They're both great songs, though. But Deacon, I agree with you. There's no comparison between the two of them, but in all fairness, they're both doing different things with the same song.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. So, in their respect, I still think if Marvin was alive, he would have did a little something even on their version. But there is, you know, I really can't say that Marvin is better because Marvin was a classic R&B crooner, whereas these guys are more, you know, modern-day techno, contemporary, punk, rock, pop, all mixed up with some classic R&B. Three different guys with three different unique contributions to the same project are working on this one song. The only question here is, did they take it without permission, and is that the sample of the Got to Give It Up song? I say yes. And if it wasn't, I can't say that they can deny that there's any real similarities. Come on. I get it. It wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, I get it. But come on. But come on. All right. That's the funny part to me. That's all I can say. You know, so now you hearing it, I'm going to ask you. You're the baby of this group, Lady Darling. You heard the original version. I know that you hear the new one all the time, you know, being out in the world and stuff. So, you heard the new one. Can you say that there's absolutely no similarities in it?
I can't even say that. It's just, I mean, there's certain things that I heard that I'm like, there is some comparison in it. There is some comparison in it. Yeah, it's a different, you know, it's like two different things that they're doing. Different wording and everything like that. But then there is something in it that you hear. They're like, wait a minute, there is something similar that is in the more modern song than it was with Marvin Gaye song. So there is some slight similarities in it. I was compared it. It was like I was laughing. I said, wow, you know, I actually hear it.
You know, imagine now if we're seeing that as outsiders. Can you imagine what the Gaye family was thinking when that pair first played in their station?
Oh, yeah, I can only imagine how they felt.
I'm just trying to give both sides the perspective to understanding where the other side is coming from. Now, I can understand the youngins. Like, listen, this thing took off. I didn't think it was going to do that, and it worked together. So, like, the cat's out of the bag, the genie's out of the bottle. There's no way to stuff it back and pretend that the world hasn't heard it already. And they don't want to look like they did something underhanded. And this lawsuit is definitely putting the 50-50 chance that that's going to happen. So I say keep it out of court. I say go behind the scenes and talk like the grown-ups and great people that you are and give the gay family respect, because I'm from all the eras. You know, under you, Deacon. So I could straddle all aspects of each part. So I know the song from then. I know the song as a replay from an old times, an old school replay. And I know the song in this new version. So come on. Mm-hmm. So do you, Deke.
Say again. Hello?
I said so do you. You know the song from its inception when it was first released. You know it from when it became what they call a classic play. And you also know the song in this new thing. So nobody could say there's not similarities.
Yeah.
And I was saying that Lady Diamond, she's the baby of the group. So even she heard it, you know? I think they keep it out of court. I think that they should. Just say,
yeah,
my bad. We shouldn't talk. Hey, the words I'm sorry go a long way, fellas. A long way.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You should go there and go, I'm so sorry. My bad. We shouldn't have did that. All right, look, you know the song is hot. Now we could work for each other. Marvin was my boy. Everybody loved him. What can we do about this without making it ugly? That should be where the talks are going now.
Yeah, or that should have been, you know, at least done under, you know, like what they call under the table. They should have just left it alone. No, not left it alone, but should at least made some type of agreement. Say, listen, yes, we use this beat, whatever. Let's do an agreement, because I really like Marvin Gaye. You know, let's keep it fresh, and whatever percentage we get, you know, you get a certain percentage as well. But it is theirs either way.
Yeah, awesome. But I'm just saying, I mean, the song is good. And I'm not really, you know, I'm very rare in this day and age can I say, you know, the song is a good one from nowadays. Because I'm almost down on almost every new song that comes out, because it doesn't sound like songs or music to me. But this is not bad. And why? Deacon and I were speaking earlier. Because any of the modern day young people songs that are hot now usually comes from having samples of the old song, the last of the late great music era, or somebody that's producing it creates new music based on that style of what worked in all of the great musical eras. So that's the only way we can say, wow, that's a hit, because even the younger generation can appreciate the greatness of what the old school music did. Mostly every rap song that's out is that's a hit has some sort of old school sample in the rap. The music is old school sampling. I think that Sean Puffy, Combs, P. Diddy, whatever the hell he's called now, he definitely, that was his trademark thing to do. Almost every new rapper's song that he had out had some old school, either a Supremes sound in it, or a Jackson sound, or something. He took a sample from one of those groups, and then had people rap over it. So, I could tell you that's my belief, that the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I'll say early 90s was the last of the great eras of music. So, Deacon, so your point is, what do you feel? Like, you feel like, do you agree that today's music really, if it's usually a hit among everybody, and I'm talking about young people and old people, because of the fact that usually they borrow, sample, or integrate music from our day into the songs with the rap over it.
Yeah. Well, basically, a lot of the talent that's out there is watered down today. Unless they can show me something different, that's going to be my opinion from now on. Stand up on your own. It's okay to go back extra, like I said, the foundation that was laid for you. It's okay. It's okay. But let's see what you have learned from that foundation.
So be
creative, because the people of our time, they were very creative. And some of them that are still around, they are still very, very creative. Look at Uncle Charlie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and there's several other ones that are still out there and are still doing it. If you have longevity like that and can still be around and not be a few hit wonders, then you're doing something. But other than that, come on now. Stop watering down the product.
Well, see, that's the difference between then and after, especially the earlier back you go. You had to prove yourself talented beyond the mechanical aid. Nowadays, if they could fix you by auto-tune, you're a star. They even have software where they could teach the most tone-deaf, cracked voice person to sing by doing some T-Pain alteration.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the kids are held to less standards. I don't blame them. I really don't. I think even producers now have less standards on what they accept as new product anymore. You know, so these kids really, as long as they could sync with the auto-tune, they're pretty much a star. You know, airbrush them, spike up their hair a little bit, put a little extra inch of heel on them, they're fine.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm saying. Make a 12-year-old look like a 22-year-old in 3 seconds. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could dance and shake your butt a little bit, people will forget you can't sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't know what Madonna's talent really was. I don't find her to be a great singer at all. But she had a gimmick.
Yes, she did.
Because
she had a huge gimmick, you know.
She had a huge gimmick, and she was free as a bird when it came to giving herself up for the cause, literally.
Yep. And I remember you really liked this great singer. I remember you bringing her up so many times. You couldn't stand her, Jennifer Lopez, you know. She cannot sing for garbage
and
either.
And she can't sing.
She's a better dancer than she is an actress, but she's a better actress than she is a singer.
Absolutely.
You know? She's not really talented. She's not.
Not at all. But I would say this. Some of her acting, I can tolerate. I like a lot of her, like, Rags to Riches type movies, things like that. But I will tell you this. She sounds like a mouse to me. She does. When I like her beats, she's smart enough to have good, solid beat producers in the background that make her songs danceable. She has a nice hot flavor when it comes down to remixing. But she cannot sing, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. What's your opinion, WPIX? We'd like to know. But I don't.
Yeah, I would like to know, too.
I do not think that the girl can sing whatsoever. She sounds like not just a mouse, but she sounds like a mouse with a nasal congestion problem. Okay, and she squeaks on the mic. Now, that's one.
Yes,
but she's a hell of a dancer, and like you said, a better dancer than an actress, but a better actress than a singer. So at least she got pieces she can connect together.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Beyonce,
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Beyonce has Beyonce has talent, but I think they keep pushing Beyonce to scream above her range a little too often, because she has, like, I love that song she has out that she did in Obsessed, Smash Into You, beautiful sound. I love the song she did in Dreamgirls, Listen, but I think in Listen was the one time when she went really loud and didn't sound like she was going to kill your eardrums. But
right.
She can dance, even though I think she tried, you know, well, let me just leave that. She can dance, she's got a gimmick, and she does have excitement about her.
Yes, she does.
All right?
She does.
She's good. But even with them being said, now those are younger artists, except for Jennifer. Jennifer is around my age. But even with that, they still were held to the highest standards of the industry back then, where without the music, you better give me a 2 second or a 2 minute audition without no music. You understand?
Right.
You gotta show me what you got without a mic, without a song, without a music, nothing. Tell me what it is you can do for me before I take my time and bring you even into the floors of my studio. Boyz II Men had to do it.
Oh yeah.
Boyz
II Men had to do it. I love Boyz II Men. I mean, they're a great group, and too bad we don't hear anything from them. I mean, I guess that they split up. That's what it was. But they were a great group.
But they, listen, they had a lot of old school, old soul about them too, because they did a lot of things as very young boys. They had the values and the work and commitment habits of the old timers, and they, and not only that, they were on a, on what, a Motown label, Motown, Cadillac Records, all of those old time people who knew the business from the ground scratch up. And with, if they took you in, you knew it was an honor of your talent.
Exactly.
Okay. You remember that, right, Dee? Deacon Williams, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, you remember back in the days, them 60s artists, them 70s artists, you couldn't just come in there and only sing based on what they gave you on the synthesizers or whatever. You had to show them what you were made of before they would even let you come into their lobby.
That's right.
You got that right.
You know, nowadays, please, Motown Records, if you could be a Motowner, you know you were the it.
Exactly.
All right, Cadillac Records, I think, was a second in line contender. I might be wrong. I'm not that old. I was born in those days. So let's just see. But they certainly knew talent when they saw it, and you certainly had to know how to be talented. You know?
Yeah, there's not that many now. There's not that many talents out there right now. Like you said, I mean, they do a lot of background just to make it pop, but then the person that's singing it, It's not poppable at all. You know, you can't, you know, you don't hear the motion, you don't hear the flavor, you don't hear nothing. It's not like back then that you actually hear the talent, you actually hear the, even if they do a cappella, they got talent, you know. And it's most of the people now today that they're singing, put them on a cappella. You can't buckle their voice.
Boyz II Men's first album, the only ones that did it, I know. Right. Boyz II Men's first album, No, they were shy also.
Shy. Oh, yeah, I remember Shy.
Okay. And, you know, all those groups back then, they still, even in the 90s, okay, they still were under the rules, the obligation and the rules of knowing, coming to the table with talent, okay, and values. Because Shy did it, Silk did it, Jodeci.
Yeah, Jodeci did it.
Okay, Boyz II Men, New Edition, all of them were still held to the old school values and didn't have hate to save their life. But I think that Boyz II Men was the first young boys group that came out with almost an all a cappella album as their debut album.
Yeah.
So there was no denying that they could sing. Shy did, and If I Ever Fall in Love, you have that.
Yeah.
There's this Al, was it Al Wilson? Tell me if I got that one right. Show and Tell? Deke?
Say again?
Okay. Are we losing you, Deacon?
It's In and Out.
Yeah, okay. It's Al. Is it Al Wilson that was Show and Tell?
Show and Tell, yes.
I know the song. I'm just not sure if I got the last name correct. I think it's Al Wilson is his name. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So Show and Tell. That's you know, please, obviously, those are the great guys. And those are guys that went from the 60s and still was swinging in the 70s and made it to our teeny bopper days in the 80s. And now, like you said, Charlie Wilson probably is the last of the Gap Band's standing members, and he's still doing stuff.
Yeah, that's right. We can't also forget, we have Michael Jackson also. We have Whitney Houston. And those two, you know that they could sing a cappella. They don't need no background music to show that they had the talent. And they went through all those stages too until, I mean, we lost them, you know? But so they were the only ones that made it all the way through, and they could do it without the damn background music.
And the only reason why Michael's music went bad was because of that scandal. But you know what? The people overseas, they didn't give a flying hoot. They were like, okay, it's over. They say he's not guilty. Let's go buy my trip. Get Michael Jackson songs. That's all you were hearing. They were all on the commercial going, yeah, we love Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. It was America that sat there and said, nope, not him.
Yep.
You know, like I said, we get skeptical about our internal things and not about the people coming in doing the same thing. I don't know. But that's another subject and not on the showcase today. So, we got Jive Music. We got Kayla Shay. We have Mike Check, we have Marcus MC Silvers, and we have Libra. Now, all of you, all of us have been in love with Libra's song. I'm waiting for them to send me some new stuff, but I think they're in the process of kind of doing some mini tours, so when I get them to get a moment to sit down, I'm going to tie them to a chair and tell them to give me some new stuff and play that. But we already know that they're well on their way. They've got the best foundation guiding them of all. So I know, Deke, you'll holler with me on that one. Deacon Williams, are you with us? Are you still, your connection's good? Okay, Libra, the group Libra. I said I believe they have the best guide of all, so I think that they'll be just fine.
Oh, yeah, with no doubt. They've got a sound that is really awesome. And the sound comes from God because they are giving him all the praise. And that's what we all need to start doing. Giving just due where all the blessings come from in our lives. And that not just being the good, the bad also.
Okay, now moving on to the next group that we have, not group, but the next artist, Mr. Mike Check, Rewind, Me and My Shorty. Elaine, what do you feel about that song?
Me and My Shorty?
Yeah, okay, well, this is what I've got to do anyway. I owe them a second airplay. I'm going to play a little song all over again. I'm sure you heard it. You just don't know it by the name, I guess. But I think I know what Deacon feels about it. Now I need to hear you because our artists are listening in and they want our feedback and that of the public that's playing it. So you give them constructive critique today and let me know what's going on.
Okay,
all right. 1 second. This is Rewind Me and My Shorty by Mike Check, okay? Young guy, pretty cool. All right? Be back in 3 seconds.
Those days when we were so in love inseparable.
Okay, I'm back, everybody. So I'm going to ask our panelists the opinion. Okay, Ellie, you, Lady Diamond, you're up first. What did you think of Mike Check's song?
It's nice. It's really good. I like it.
Okay, right. Deacon?
Well, I've commented on this song before. I think it's very good. And it kind of lifts my spirits because a lot of the young generation, they have in their head that anything that they put out has got to be filled with B's and H's and all this profanity, and that's not the way. I mean, you look, a little baby can cuss. It doesn't take very much intelligence. Show me how much intelligence you have to be creative, and without using all them cuss words, anybody can cuss. Show me, and that song right there shows me there's no profanity. It's clean, and he's really expressing himself. I have to give all props to him. He did a very, very good job on that. I really like that song.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, yeah, you're right. It's like there's no cursing in it. It was like, I don't know what thing I could pull him with, but it was like it was clean. It was very clean, and it was like it came from like the heart. It came. I mean, wow. I mean. So it was very good. I'm impressed by it.
Yeah. And you know, a word out here to these executives that are handling some of these young people and bringing them in and allowing them to do this, they're lowering the standards, and the standards have to be higher. We're supposed to be setting an example for this young generation and show them a better way to go. And the way things are right now, it sickens me because. You walk down the street and these cars are blaring, and there's a record out, and it says I don't want to use the word, but it's the blank, the pain away.
Okay, say that again.
It's called Blank the Pain Away.
Oh,
but
Lord.
You can use your imagination what I'm saying. It says Blank the Pain Away.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, what in the world?
I
used my imagination
on that one. Wow. No, there's one.
I'm like.
No, there was one that came out that I'm like, wow. I'm at my job and I hear this one sentence. Oh, when I was, what was it? I thought I was gay when I was in the third grade. I said,
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah.
Okay, this is new. I never heard this before. This is weird. And I hear like everything. I thought I was gay when I was in the third grade. Keeping my desk clean. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. Problem.
Yeah, and they really need to start cracking down on some of these people that are riding around and playing music that's vulgar like that and stay on top of it and enforcing the laws that they have on that, but they're not doing it because it affects the younger kids that you're trying to keep from having words come out of their mouths like that. We have enough problems with the TV and the radios and then some of the stuff that's on these streets. Come on now, we got to cut the snake's head off somewhere.
Mhm. Yes, and that's the problem, as we were speaking about earlier. The industry is no longer enforcing that, bring me your best and put out your best. They're just saying, okay, listen, yeah, your voice will go good with the synthesizer. Let's go upstairs, quick, auto-tune and go.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah.
what's happening. And one of the things, the other thing that I've been noticing is that these children still have the group collective thinking in their mind. Listen, I want it now, and ain't nobody gonna look at me if I'm coming out there being all whitewashed and angelic. Yes, they are. Will Smith did it for quite some time, and he was pretty good.
Yeah.
He didn't curse, and I hate the fact that all of his stuff went, you know, got crazy when his personal life, you know, took a turn to the other side. But he was pretty decent in everything he was doing. And he made a vow he wouldn't say any curse words in his rap. He did pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one who used older people's music as samples in his work.
Yeah.
But he was pretty good. So, Mike Check, that's your judges panel critiques for the night. Kaylee Shay, we love what you got out there. We want you to polish up pretty good. Jai, you know, you got the energy and already pretty much seem to be born for this. So get out there and just let all the little fine-tuning happen. Oh, Marcus, I'm glad you're back in the studio. And Libra, we can't say enough to doing what you're doing. All right, guys. In our last 9 minutes, I'm going to read off our entrepreneurs once more, and then we're going to enjoy some classics on our way out. So just hang on a sec. For our businesses, let's hit up Brooklyn one more time. Brooklyn, New York has 4 businesses. Am I saying this right? Might be 5. 4, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Lights in the City is by my girl, Darlene Cox Owens. She has all those light-up jewelries, those light-up wands. She has light-up necklaces, light-up earrings, all those things that flash and party enhancements. If you're having a big event, you can give these out to your guests, or she can sell them, or you can sell them yourself. She does all of this flashing jewelry stuff, okay? You can reach her at 347-677-6500. Again, 347-677-6500. Doodle Technologies in Brooklyn, New York, under Nate Johnson, formerly was PC Mac. Any of you who've done business with him under that name, he's changed it to Doodle Technologies. Same services, PC repair and IT. You can contact him on Gmail at doodletechnologies@gmail.com. He also does 4-play music entertainment, 3 DJ-based services with sound and lighting, free of charge to nonprofit organizations, reasonably priced to everybody else. Okay? You can reach him at the number 4playmusicent@gmail.com. In Brooklyn, New York, we have Mr. Jonathan Ellaby of JE Photos. All right, ladies. He knows how to take your very inner essence and make you look like a star. You've got to see this guy's samples on Facebook, on his personal page, and just call him. You can reach Jonathan Ellaby in Brooklyn, New York at 347-599-4535. Also, I forgot to mention my girl, Michelle Roberts, out in Queens, New York. Kevin R. Weave Design. So before you go see Jonathan in Brooklyn, go get your hair done by Michelle in Queens. She can hook you up 1, 2, 3 and make you look great and it lasts. So she's at 347-399-0139. Going to New York, New York, we have Zena Gilliard, manager of Dave G. Dave G, if for those of you who have been with Stephanie and Barry at the Brooklyn Exposure on Mother's Day of this year, he was the older gentleman that performed, had us all laughing and bouncing. He is the winner of Barry Mason's Track One Entertainment, So You Think You Can Sing competition. So Zena Gilliard at yahoo.com for ZMG Management. Contact her to book him or sign him, okay? Mr. Jazz from Jazz OG Paparazzi Productions, he had his hand in Mike Check's Rewind Me and My Shorty. So those of you already heard that, know what he's capable of doing. Plus, he also does photography out of Manhattan. So contact Jazz at 347-715-8075 if you want to do anything with productions and music or with photography. Heading over to our Crosstown people in Flint, Michigan. My boy Momo Lee is doing photography and imaging for his business, the non-photography and imaging in Flint, Michigan, New York. Sorry, in Flint, Michigan. You can contact him at marmos567@gmail.com. He also does music under Mosley Sound, Inc., Flint, Michigan, also mosleysound@aol.com. Miss Nikita Barrett, she's just delivering Mary Kay worldwide. So you can reach her at N, like Nancy Barrett, RRT23@MaryKay.com. Latasha out in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, she's doing Tasha's Salsas, any twisty braids, dreads, braiding, twisties, anything you want, contact her at TashaStalsas@gmail.com if you're in the Lansdale, Pennsylvania area. All right, guys. In our final minutes, we are going to have some classic music, actually just time for one. And when I come back, I'm going to do it now because we won't have time. So I'm going to say goodnight to you guys. We're going to go out with Marvin Gaye's version of Got to Give It Up. And I want to tell everybody, thank you for sticking out with the showcase. Tomorrow, we take a break. Monday, we'll be back doing our thing. So until then, everybody, be blessed, be a blessing, and make a difference, okay?
Yeah, so tell Robin Thicke, yeah, it's time to give it up.
Thank you. Good night, Deacon. Good night, Lily Diamond.
All right. Bye.
And bye.
Edge.
Real talk about real issues.